You're listening to SBS News.
For Aman Alamani and 2-year-old Nord, free childcare has been a huge help. She is a casual teacher, and when schools closed last term, so did her source of income.
It's definitely a hard time for us because obviously, you know, living off one income is quite stressful. And bringing in fees, you know, the full payments of whatever her childcare payments are, is an incredible amount.
She's worried about fees returning on Monday. It's school holidays and she's unsure how much work she'll have next term. If she doesn't get shifts, she'll have to cut Nord's childcare hours.
It's just that unknowingly feeling of not knowing what's going to happen. Is there going to be work or what's going to happen with childcare fees?
Early Childhood Australia's Samantha Page says this is what childcare managers are worried about. If they can't maintain 75% occupancy when fees return on Monday, they'll be losing money.
People in the sector are very worried about these next few weeks and indeed out until October this year. I think it's really difficult to predict how many families can afford to continue to attend early childhood services, how much income will services have, how many jobs will be saved, how many jobs will be lost.
Under the free childcare scheme, centres were paid 50% of their pre-COVID government subsidies plus JobKeeper allowances. Avril Flint, who runs a childcare centre in Parramatta, says this kept doors open, but not all people in work.
Half of my workforce weren't eligible for JobKeeper because they were migrant workers, so I lost half of my staff.
From Monday, the government's payments will be halved to a 25% transition payment, but centres will be able to charge fees again. JobKeeper payments for the sector, however, will end a week later on July 20th.
It's definitely going to be better for us. We're getting 100% of our revenue back in, but losing JobKeeper will definitely be difficult because we're now back to paying full staff. Full wages are back out again, so it's just finding that balance.
Minister for Education Dan Tehan says the government has suspended the activity test, meaning parents who have lost work can access the same amount of childcare even if they're working less. Early education facilities in Melbourne are exempt from these changes during the reimposed lockdown period. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Lucy Murray, SBS News.